I'm Alan Combs. I want to welcome Jackie Gingrich Cushman, author of The Essential American, 25 Documents and Speeches Every American Should Own. Now, I was talking to your dad, Newt, here a couple of weeks ago, and I said we're going to have Jackie on the show. And I looked up, and there you were. I didn't even know you were there.
You're exactly right. I'm thrilled to be on with you.
Well, thank you very much. And, you know, I love your dad personally, although, I don't agree with him too much politically. But, but you've heard that before, right?
Exactly. He's a good guy. You know, you don't agree with him. He's a good guy.
He loves the debate, though. He loves to mix it up, which is what
he
like.
Exactly.
All right. So tell me about this book. You you wrote this book, obviously, based on your feeling that there are certain founding documents we all need to know. Tell me the thinking that went into this.
Well, the thinking really is as you know, we've had a really, I think, tough election cycle, a lot of focus on negativity. And I really wanted to pull together the essential collections of American stories that were positive and optimistic, that we could really sit back for a moment, pause, and say, what's great about our country? So this book pulls together 25 essential documents and speeches that every American should own and talks about, I give an introduction about what was happening, who was involved, kind of what was the take at that time and why it's relevant today. But the bottom line is, these are the essential documents that everyone should be familiar with to understand the history of our country.
Not the least of which is the U.S. Constitution. But, you know, one of the debates circulating now is, you know, you've got a lot of conservatives saying, well, you know, I'm only going to stick to the Constitution. One particular lawmaker said, I'm not going to vote for anything. Mike Lee, a senator-elect from Utah, said, I'm only going to vote for a bill that's consistent with the text and original understanding of the Constitution. But, you know, that's open to interpretation. That's why we have a court system, because it is not necessarily something everybody would see the same way, right?
No, you're exactly right. I think the Constitution, clearly as it was written, is the original operating document, how you would operate the country, and that was the intent. As part of the Constitution, there are ways in which, to your point, you can actually amend it. So we have the amendments to the Constitution. In addition to that, there's the law of the court. So it does get very complex. And clearly, to your point, my book does not try to do. There are people spend decades learning about constitutional law. This is not what this book tries to do. This is,
again,
an essential American collection of the 25 documents and speeches that every American should be familiar with. But, you know, I think that's part of what's great about our country is we can have those great debates.
That is true. What are some of the other documents in the book?
Well, we have seven that really focus on the Founding Fathers. So we have, obviously, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, some more that are less familiar, the Northwest Ordinance and the Articles of Confederation. We also have a good bit of Lincoln. We were founded, but, again, until we had the Civil War, there was always that kind of underlying tension that maybe we would dissolve, that maybe we wouldn't really last. And Lincoln led us through the Civil War, save the Union, and we include both inaugurals, the Emancipation Proclamation, as well as the Gettysburg Address. And then we go to the current and include such people as FDR, JFK, MLK, a lot of three initials. and also, also Bush's, the most recent is Bush's speech after 9/11 when he was speaking from the House of the floor of representatives.
Yeah. How did you go about choosing? I mean, there's so much to choose from. How do you narrow it down to 25?
Well, to be honest with you, we first started with 21.
Okay.
I just couldn't do it. I mean, we argued and argued and argued. It was really hard. We finally decided on 25, and it had to be 25. We ended up cutting, one of the Reagan speeches. We ended up cutting, one of MacArthur's. I mean, so it was a really, really tough decision. But part of limiting the number was to make it really a manageable book, something that people could use as a reference. That wouldn't be all-encompassing, but it would be really useful. And in addition, we have both the presidents, first ladies, a timeline of over 400 events, all the Supreme Court justices, and also a free DVD that includes 1,200 free documents.
That's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff.
Is any of your dad's speeches in there?
Oh, no. And please don't bring that up when you have him on next
time. is he a little chafed by the idea that he's not there? Because by the way, I've seen him speak. He can speak. Again, I want to be very clear. I'm not exactly someone who agrees with your dad, but I got to keep my liberal street cred. But he can speak without notes. I mean, he can just stand up there and give a perfectly fashioned speech without any notes.
He's an incredible speaker. And as I've always told my friends, he's been doing this longer than I've been alive. So that's been a while. But he's a really great speaker. And honestly, we really focus on the key historic speeches. And today I was on Parker Spitzer, and one of the guests said maybe, you know, afterwards, maybe Dad's inauguration, when he was sworn in as speaker, maybe that speech should have been included. But I don't have any of his speeches in there at all.
I see. Now, and he's a little miffed by that, huh?
So, he's a good sport.
I'm sure he is. Well, now has he confided in you, and I'm sure he would want you to reveal it, what his presidential plans are. You got to survey the family, right, before you decide you're going to run, right?
Oh, no, exactly. Can you imagine if we announced tonight on your radio show?
Imagine if you announced for him.
Oh,
I mean, he'd be,
oh my gosh.
He'd be pretty upset. Yeah.
Almost makes it worthwhile. But the good news about Dad is that he is very transparent about this process. He's exactly where he says he is. He's thinking very seriously about it. He and Calista will decide in February, March, and make an announcement. We have talked to the family, and Alan, you'll appreciate this. I actually spent a two-hour conversation with him, just the two of us, which honestly has not happened since I had children, and I've been children to him. So he's very, very serious.
It seems to me he's more serious now than he has been in past presidential cycles.
Oh, by far. I mean, part of it, I think, is because from his perspective, there's so much happening in the nation that concerns them. And I think he also sees my children getting older, and I think he really honestly, worries about their future. And he takes it all very seriously.
Do you agree with him on most issues?
That's a great question. I agree with him on a lot of issues. I don't agree with him on every issue. And I'll tell you what I tell all people. If you find a candidate that you agree with on every single issue, you're probably running for office, okay?
I don't agree with myself on every issue, so how do you do it?
Well, I mean, it's really hard. I mean, you can't find a candidate that you agree with every single little bitty issue. So you got to figure out what are the major issues, what do you really believe in, who are you going to trust in the end, and so that, no.
But you certainly would agree with him enough that you would support him if he were to seek the presidency.
Oh, definitely. No, definitely.
I mean, you must have some liberal members of your family, no?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe they're closet liberals, or maybe they can't come out of the closet.
No, I don't know. We enjoy a spirited debate. We're all about free speech in our household. It's good to have an opinion. I think it is. I think that's one of the things that sometimes we talk about, how it's bad to have these discussions that are partisan. But I think as long as, to your point, you respect the people and you appreciate the conversation, that's really what America is all about. If you can't have those kind of really in-depth, serious discussions, then we'd be a much narrower country.
Well, I remember your dad had a good relationship, it seemed, at some point with Bill Clinton, and they had some very spirited debates, did they not?
Oh, they did. Yeah. They definitely. They had a very good, to your point, that they didn't agree with each other, but they respected each other. They understood that they had jobs to make the country work as best they could. And you know, they passed welfare reform together. They really did some great work.
I wonder if this Congress, with this president, can do what your dad and Bill Clinton did.
I would like to think that they could. My guess is, personally, that based on what's happened so far and what Obama has said since the midterm elections, my guess is he will not moderate like Bill Clinton did. I think he's much more an ideological president and much less pragmatic.
Uh-huh.
And if you look at his experience, I mean, Bill Clinton actually was governor of a state. He understood you had to do certain things to balance the budget. He understood how things like that worked. And I don't think that Obama has that personal experience. Because, you know, in the end, you can't just rely on theory. You can't just say, theoretically, this is what should happen. You have to know in your heart, will this actually, in the real world, will the solution work? Because in the end, that's what matters.
Yeah. Well, I see. I would disagree. I think he already has moderated on health care, on a number of other issues. I think he's been a conciliator. He has reached out, offered olive branches. And I think as moderator, he certainly hasn't governed as a radical or as a real lefty. And, you know, many progressives certainly feel that way. You probably don't feel that way. But.
Yeah, no, I don't feel that way, Alan. But I'm okay with disagreeing with you. I'm okay with that.
I know you are. All right, the book is 25 Documents and Speeches Every American Should Own, and The Essential American is actually the full title, is the first part of the title, published by Regnery. Jackie, I do appreciate having met you, and also you're coming on the show tonight. I wish you the best luck with the book.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for your time. Thanks so much. That is Jackie Gingrich Cushman. The book is The Essential American.